The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome to Highland, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school hoops tonight here on K-Radio. That's right, Highland, Kansas, typically TBL country tonight. It is a cross-conference pairing as Jonathan West is playing host to Valley Falls. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and handling the hard work back at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Good to have you along. Quick look at the starters for these two teams. First of all, for Donovan West and Perry Smith, head coach here. He's going to be starting Kyra Johnson and Claire Cole, Brianna Eddy. You also have Melania Weststein and Avery Weathersby. Valley Falls takes the tip off, and now they're going to have it stolen away. Valley Falls is going to be starting the group that we saw the other night at MHMA. As the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds and out of play at the baseline. It'll be Lauren Brown and Lillian Darvo, with Carly Henson, Corey Kirkwood, and Cassidy Frakes. Mustangs put the ball in play from their offensive end. It'll turn around 14-footer, a bit wide to the right side, but the rebound's going to be hauled down by Valley Falls Lady Dragons, bringing the basketball up the floor. 7.5 to go here in this opening quarter. We're still scoreless in Highland, Kansas, the home of the Donovan West Mustangs. And again, D. West had a pass by Valley Falls is going to get away and go out of bounds on the far side across from the scores table. In the TVL, Gus would really appreciate the geography lesson involved here. With places like Centralia and Axtell and Clifton Clyde, here's a runner, no good. Rebounding it down Valley. Frankfurt and Hanover, Lynn, Onega, Troy, Valley Heights, Washington, and Wetmore. Here comes Valley. They'll skip it over to the left side above the three-point circle. Start to the lane. Get to the right side of the free throw line. Bring it back out top side. Taking it there is going to be Cassidy. Frakes will feed it up to the point to Lauren Brown. Lauren dumps it over to the left side. Now it'll be Darvo bringing it up. Lily will kick it down to the baseline. It's going to be lost out of play. Over a minute and a quarter into the ball game, neither team has been able to put anything on the board quite yet. Still a scoreless game here in Highland. Feed to the right side. The shot is going to be up. Not going to go in. Rebound is on the floor, and Valley Falls is going to come up with it. Into the forecourt with it is going to come Darvo. Lily will drive down to the left side, dump it over to the outside. Pass up the three-point shot, and on the drive into the middle, they're going to call Carly for a travel. lot of teams playing tomorrow night. Not many games going on around the Care Listening area this evening. In fact, really no one other than this in the Care Listening area playing tonight. But we'll talk about tomorrow night's schedule and where we will be. We're going to be back at it, Joseph and I, tomorrow evening. Right now, we're down to 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter of this one. And Donovan West and Valley Falls continue to be scoreless here in the girls' game. Guys' game coming up after this one, so stick with us for the doubleheader. Topside with it for Valley Falls. It'll run around to the right side, trying to back into the lane. The ball's going to be dislodged from Kirkwood and rolling on the floor. It'll be picked up by D. West. Lady Mustangs into the forecourt. Donovan West to the home whites with orange and black. For Valley Falls, it's a traveling black with gold and white. Now the start into the middle, there's no room there. The kick back, an uncontested three will miss. And a rebound, pulled back down by Valley Falls. And on the effort of the rebound, we're going to have the first foul of the game, and it's going to be on Donovan West. Picking up that foul, it's going to be Wettstein. So Wettstein will have her first foul, and we're going to get our first timeout. Let's take it with Coach Jordan. 5:37 to go in the opening quarter. We're scoreless here in Highland.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Coming out of the timeout, Valley Falls will be putting the ball in play and bringing it up the floor, gets some full court pressure. Handling it up here is going to be Lauren. She'll lob it into the forecourt down the left side. It's going to be rescued by Lily. She'll dump it over to the right side, taking it down toward the block. No room there. Back on top, the long two, airborne off wide to the right side. And another rebound for the Lady Mustangs. They'll break it down the court, take it right, go straight to the rim, and it won't go in. Rebound is on the floor, taken away by Donovan West. We are 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Still no points in this girls' high school basketball game. Happy to have you along with us here on Care Radio this evening. D. West will swing it around to the right side, bring it out on top. They pass the ball well, moving briskly, just not getting anything to fall here in the early minutes of the game. Inside 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. D. West will swing it around to the right side again. Dish it back off on top. Donovan West coming into the ball game. They've been quite successful. They check into the game here tonight at 3-1, as does Valley Falls. Here's the feed underneath, a little layup. It's going to be up and in. And Avery Weathersby is going to have the first points of the ballgame. It is 2-0, D. West at 4:25 to play in the opening quarter. Back down the floor with it. Here comes Valley. Darvo into the forecourt. She'll swing it out on top. It's going to be batted away. Stolen. Donovan West. Jailbreak down the floor. Up the left side. The shot up and rolls in. Wettstein will have her first bucket. And Valley Falls has broken out on, or rather, Donovan West has broken out on top of Valley Falls, 4-0. And on the upcourt play, we're going to have a foul called. A duo of substitutions coming in for Donovan West now. We'll pick them up as we get a chance to look at them. First one in is going to be Lena Leatherman. So Lena, a junior, will come into the game. 4-0. D. West in front. Here's the pass down to the baseline. It's going to get away from Cassidy. It's going to go out of bounds. Back it will come again to Valley Falls. Valley walks the ball up the floor and it's going to be Brenna. She'll dump it over to the left side. Wettstein could not quite get a handle on it. And D. West will turn it over. Also in the game for the Lady Mustangs, it's going to be sophomore Katie Johnson. Back into the game for Donovan West will come Kyra Johnson and Claire Cole. So right now you've got Coach Perry Smith rotating a lot of players in and out of the game. And Coach Jordan Hale, I'm looking out here on the floor. She has made her first substitution of the game. Here's the ball over to the right block and off the window and good. First bucket for Valley Falls belongs to Cassidy Franks, and it is now 4-2. 3:15 to go, opening quarter. The Mustang lead trimmed to a bucket. They'll have it out on top. That's going to be Edie with the basketball. She'll dump it over to the right side, into the hands of Leatherman. Lena will lob it underneath. It's going to be a long pass, get away, get out of bounds, and they'll come back in and get a Valley Falls from deep in the backcourt. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. There has been a timeout taken, but still this game is moving along at a pretty brisk pace right now. Full court pressure applied. Valley battling it a little bit now. The half-court pass down the floor, feed to the right block, and it's back-to-back goals for Frakes. And she has tied the game at 4. At 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Now we're going to get Coach Smith taking a timeout. We'll enjoy one with Donovan West. Joseph, 2:51 to go, opening quarter. It is now Donovan West, Valley Falls, even at 4.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
It is a 4-4 game. Over to the right side with it, D. West will start to drive to the free throw line. The official from near midcourt says, that was a little traveling call, and Mackey will come to Valley Falls. Donovan West in the season, I mentioned, a 3-1 overall record. They defeat Axtell 49-26. They beat Troy 57-28. They went over Donovan West 38-37. And then lose a heartbreaker to Riverside, at Riverside, 36-33. Here's a little baseline jump shot, up and won't go, and the ball's going to be tied up. We'll get a jump ball called. Possession arrow coming this way. It'll be Mustang basketball. Putting into play here on the near side. It's going to be Kyra Johnson. Kyra will slide a little bit to the side, putting the ball in play, looking in, brings it out on top near the free throw line. Taken upstairs there by Weathersby. She'll start to the right side, rotate, put a shot up, and can't get it to fall, but will draw the first foul by Valley Falls on the afternoon or the evening. It'll be Corey Kirkwood picking up this one. So for Kirkwood, it is foul number one. It'll be team foul one for Valley Falls. Team fouls are even at one apiece. Not a lot of that being called here tonight. And the first free throw of the evening will not quite go in. One more shot coming up here for Avery Weathersby. Wettstein back into the game for Donovan West. Katie Johnson will check out. Second free throw, perfect. So Weathersby hits the free throw and puts her team back in front by one. It is 5-4. Again, full court pressure applied for the Lady Mustangs. Donovan will get it, or Valley Falls will get it in play. Have it batted away. It's rolling around loose, and it's going to go away down to the end zone. And back it will come to Donovan West. The full court pressure really giving Valley Falls some headaches. Still 2:13 to go in the opening quarter. It is Donovan putting it in, and Kyra Johnson inbound brings it into the left side of the lane. The shot is up quickly and no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds, and it will come back to Valley Falls. Putting in play down here at the baseline for Valley Falls. That's going to be Corey Kirkwood. 5-4. Lady Mustangs in front. No, wait, they switched it. They're going to give it back now to Donovan West, which I think probably is the right call. Here's a baseline jumper, too strong. Rebounded in the lane, and a traveling call. Two defenders got down and just kind of surrounded Brenna. So Brenna will turn it over, and here comes Valley. Again, just having fits with this pressure. Can't get it up the floor. They got a player wide open down the floor. Just can't see her. And now the side-to-side pass goes out of bounds and into the crowd. For Valley Falls, to get this ball up court, they're going to need to look down the floor because their players wide open on the other end of the court and not side to side. And I'm sure that's what Coach Hale is going to tell them. She will take her second time out of the opening quarter. Joseph, we're going to take another break with him at 1:52 to go here in the first. It is Donovan West 5, Lady Dragons 4.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Talking about the Valley Falls girls being 3-1 also coming into the game tonight. All of their games and have been conference games in the Northeast Kansas League. Valley Falls starts the year with a win at Oskaloosa. Came back home, defeated Horton. Also, McLeod. And their lone loss was to Atchison County. The ball's going to be stolen for Valley. Up with it will come. Weathersby, the lob over to the left side of the lane, the spin in the lane, and we're going to have a Valley Falls foul. So Valley's going to pick up the personal foul, and it'll be team foul two. First foul of the evening for the Lady Dragons. Long pause, the free throw off the rim, hits the backboard, straight in and good. Claire Cole will have her first point this evening. Not sure where this other foul has gone. Hold on a minute. Taking a time. The second shot rolls in. She'll get them both. So Cole will get a pair. And it is now a 7-4 lead for Donovan West. We're down to 1:20 to go in the opening quarter here in Highland, Kansas. Outlet pass up the floor. It's going to be batted away. Mustangs steal it. Drive to the top of the key. Dump it over to the left side. Shot up off the window and in. D. West now. Claire Cole has four. It is a 9-4 lead. And we've got 1:05 to go yet in the first. The pressure just having a huge impact on this Valley Falls team. And now it's going to be 10 seconds closely guarded. Little frustration out there for Lauren Brown. She was surrounded, pinned up against the sideline, not getting any outlet for the ball. Here comes T. West down to the block. The shot up and in again. And Donovan West is getting the buckets where the percentages are high inside. Now, on the fast break, for the first time in a while, Valley's going to get the ball into the forecourt. The driving layup is up and no good. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. It is 11-4. Mustangs. That shot is up. No. Follow-up. No. Rebound. Underneath. Pulled down by Valley, and it's going to escape and get out of bounds down to the baseline. Putting it in play for D. West. Half a minute to go in the first quarter. It'll come in by Johnson. She'll take it up on top into the lane. The dump pass over to the left side. Weathersby will have it. Long cross court pass over to Cole. She'll bring it out again to the top of the key. Little seesaw pass for Perenna. She'll skip it over to the left side. Plenty of time. The shot up off the window. No good. Another Valley Falls foul. And again, you're going to get Donovan West coming to the free throw line. This time it's going to be on Carly Henson. Carly picking up her first team foul three. A couple of more free throws here. These will go to Kyra Johnson. She's got 2 points already this evening. That free throw hits the back and kicks away. Returning to the floor for the Lady Mustangs is going to be Lena Leatherman. One more shot coming up here. Kyra sends it on its way and in. She's got three. It is now 12-4. And Valley Falls still battling, getting the ball into the forecourt. They get it in midcourt with 10. Down the right side with 8. All the way to the baseline, it's at 5. And trying to drive in, there's going to be a travel call. And Valley's going to turn it back over. 4 seconds left here in this first quarter. And for Valley Falls, it's going to be a matter of, can they stop this offensive play? It's a long pass down court. Good luck at the rim. Does not go in. We've come to the end of the opening quarter. There's a timeout on the floor here in Highland, Kansas. One quarter of the girls' game is in the book. It is Donovan West 12, Valley Falls 4.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Happy to have you along with us here this evening on CARE Radio with Joseph in the studio, Tom Kaupt here at Donovan West High School in downtown Highland, Kansas. We go to the second quarter, a 12-4 lead for the home team. For Valley Falls, all 4 points have come from Cassidy Frakes. For Donovan West, it has been 4 in the opening quarter for Claire Cole, Kyra Johnson, and Avery Weathersby, each with 3 and 2 for Melena Wettstein. Valley Falls will have the ball in play from midcourt to begin the second quarter. We're back underway. Valley swings it to the left side. Long cross-court pass to the right. Another near travel, but no whistle. They'll bring it up top of the key. What we're seeing from Donovan West is a zone defense, so Valley will try to shoot over it, and the shot's no good. Rebounded back down by Donovan West, and in trying to steal the back, I think we're going to get a Valley Falls foul. We are. Bell is going to be on Cassidy. Frakes will have her first foul. Valley Falls team foul 4. Oh, we're going to fix that. They're not going to call it on Cassidy. It's going to be number 40 going the other way, Avery Weathersby. So Valley Falls with 3 team fouls, and now Donovan West with 2. 7.5 to go in the half. Skip pass over to the left side as Valley has the basketball. Lauren Brown will dribble toward the top, change hands, dribble back to the left side. Leatherman defending her. She goes all the way across the rim, brings it off on top. The drive to the 15-foot mark, and the shot won't go. Rebound tipped around it. Weathersby had it, lost it. It's rolling up the court. Weatherby's going to pick it back up again. She'll race down the left side with it, hold it up there, and bring it out to the point guard. That's where Lauren Brown is going to slow it down and run the ball club. 7 minutes to go in the first half. 12-4. Donovan West in front here in the girls' game. Between the circles, that's Kyra Johnson. Swings it right to Cole. Claire puts it back out on top. Valley Falls, similar to Donovan West, running that zone defense. Nice entry pass to the left side of the block, and as the shot goes up, the official says, no good, wave it away, even though it had gone in. We're going to call a foul on the floor instead. And this, in fact, will be the first foul for Cassidy Frakes. Leatherman comes out of the game for D. West, and Wettstein will check back in. Mustang basketball, they'll bring it in. The 3 is up, won't go. Rebound. Looked like maybe a foul from behind, none called. Mustangs are going to bring it back out on top. 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. Still an 8-point lead for D. West. They work a left, feed inside the lane. The shot is up, the foul is called. The bucket doesn't go, and free throws coming up here. For Valley Falls, Corey Kirkwood is going to have her second foul of the game. And back to the line, Donovan West, Avery Weathersby. 3 points tonight, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Avery, 1 of 3 seniors for Coach Perry Smith. First free throw, a little wide to the left side. Avery Weathersby and Claire Cole and Kyra Johnson, the 3 seniors for the Lady Mustangs. Second free throw on its way. Perfect. With 4 points in a game, Avery ties her teammate Claire Cole for high scoring honors, and it is now 13-4. Lady Mustangs, 6:20 to play, first half of the girls' game. Down floor with the basketball. Here comes Valley. Lauren Brown over to the left side. Dribbles to the baseline. Keeps it alive. Dribbles back out to the top. Dishes over to the right side. Darvo. Lily starts to the middle. Skip pass over to the left side. Claire Hinson has it. Now her pass is stolen. Outlet down the floor. Looking for Katie Johnson. She gets it. Puts it up in the nick of time and scores it. Katie Johnson on the board for the first time. It is now 15-4. And a double-digit lead for Jonathan West with 5:40 to play in the half. Valley Falls just struggling to get anything to work for them. And you've got to give credit to that Mustang defense. They've been tough. Here's a three from the right side, too strong. Rebounding it down is D. West. Westine will sweep it away. Outlet pass to Cole. The feet to the left side of the lane. Stepping inside. Off the window and good. Two more. Weathersby. That'll be her sixth point of the game. It is now 17-4. We're down to 5 minutes to play in the half, and we're going to get a timeout, Valley Falls. Coach Hale saying, having too much trouble bringing it up before. We got to talk about this. They're going to talk about it, Joseph. We're going to let them. Taking a break. 5:06 to go in the half. Jonathan West, 17. Valley Falls, 4.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
As we return here to Highland, Kansas, Valley Falls is getting set to put the ball in play here in a girls' game. And for the first time, maybe in the game, Mustangs have dropped back. They are not pressing up the floor. And they're going to settle into a, what looks for the world like a 1-3-1 zone. The feed will come to the free throw line, back over to the baseline left, stepping inside, driving across. We'll kick over to the baseline left, where again the shot is well defended. Here's a three from the left side. Got it. The first three of the ball game will belong to Lauren Brown for Valley Falls. It is 17-7. Donovan West will bring the ball into the forecourt and swing it over to the right side. That was the first three, not just for Valley Falls, the first three scored by either team. Here's a pass in the lane to Weathersby. Over to the left, Leatherman will set sail with it. Can't quite go in. And the rebound cleared away by Valley Falls. Lady Dragons are going to take it the other way. Pass to the right side to Lauren. Brown changes hands, dribbles with the left, works over to the left side, keeping the ball away from her defender. Swings it all the way over to the wing and back out on top. Midpoint now of the opening half, or the second quarter, 4 minutes to go in the opening half. 17-7. Donovan West in front of Valley Falls and over to the right side with it. Lady Dragons. They're trying to be patient. They're trying to work this zone defense to keep it flexing. Gerald gets pulled up, and now the ball is just going to be taken away. Weathersby will just pull it away from Hinson, goes coast to coast, and lays it up and in. Avery Weathersby having a huge half. 5 in the quarter, 8 so far in the half. Then again, a 12-point lead at 19-7. 3:20 to play before intermission. Valley will take it down the fourth. They thought about the three for a minute, but Hinson pulls it back down. Now she's in a little trouble. Gets the ball away to Corey. Kirkwood looking directly into the eyes of Eddie. The shot from the right side of the lane. It's up, and it's going to get away out of bounds to the Lady Mustangs. So, with 2:58 to go in the first half and enjoying a 19-7 lead, Donovan West will bring the ball up court. They'll take the time. Leatherman goes left side, pushes on top. Brenna has it, goes into the lane. Weathersby turns, and that one won't quite fall. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley. Lady Dragons coming up the court. Down a dozen with 2.5 to go first half. Little behind-the-back dribble by Lauren Brown. She'll change directions, swing it over the left side, and as she'll go away with a little skip pass, we're going to have a foul on the defense by Valley Falls. .227 to go. Dragons will bring it in again. Up top side with it is Darvo. She'll go straight into the lane, and everybody stops because the whistle blows. The official said she carried the ball, palmed it over a little bit. Back up court will come Donovan West. 19-7, D-West. In a matchup between a TVL and an NEKL club. Three-pointer from straight away. No. And a rebound. Here comes Valley Falls. Kirkwood will bring it up with the left-hand dribble. Works it over to the hedge. Brings it back out on top. 2 minutes left in the half. Down to the left side is going to be Brown. She'll back into the lane. Swings it over to the left side. Passes a little errant. It will get away, go out of bounds, and Valley Falls will turn it over again. Minute 59 to go in the first half. Valley Falls is going to drop back all the way beneath the goal, setting up their 2-3 defense. Lady Mustangs work it deep into the left corner. Nothing there. Now they go Weathersby. Her pass down to the baseline, trying to hit a cutter, and Katie Johnson stepping in front of it. Valley Falls, and Dragons will bring it up the court with a minute 40 to go here in the half. They'll bring it down to the top of the keys. Holding it up high, it's going to be Frakes. Cassidy would beat it down to the baseline. The shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound, and Valley's just going to take a moment, let that offense settle in, and run it again. The feed to the free throw line, the dish back over to the left, the drive down the baseline, the shot up, missing. Rebound, D-West, Katie Johnson. Katie's tall out there. She gets a lot of boards. Here's a runner from the left side. It will not go in. Donovan West couldn't get that one to fall, and Brenda looks a little disappointed that she was not able to make it go with a minute now to play in the half. Mustangs up a dozen. The pass inside, batted free. D-West is going to come up with the basketball, and they have just been absolutely phenomenal on the defense. The pass across, the movement of the ball is good. The shot won't fall. Offensive rebound, follow shot won't go. And then on the second shot, third shot, it does. The bucket by Claire Cole, and she's got 6. It is 21-7. 14-point advantage. It is the largest lead of the game for Donovan West, and Valley Falls passed out of the baseline. It's got to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. We're down to 24 seconds to go here in the first half. Into the ballgame now for Donovan West. Back into the game. Elena Weststein. Valley for 3. Too strong. And a rebound again underneath by Katie Johnson. Katie gets it away to Kyra. Kyra will dump it to the left side. Claire Cole back out on top with 8. Cole looks at it, doesn't take it. Here's a shot with 4. Too strong. Rebound. Going to get away. And Valley Falls is going to have a second to get it in play and go the length of the floor. Nothing easy about that. They'll bring it in, and that will take us to halftime. We'll be back here in Highland to summarize the opening half for you. Midpoint of the ladies' game finds Donovan West leading Valley Falls 21-7.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also, try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. Sounds incredible. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Okay, we're just going to assume that we're back here. What do you say? Going to have you with us here in Highland, Kansas. Halftime of the girls' game, and it is 21-7. D West in front. Recapping the opening half scoring for you. First of all, four of the visitors from Valley Falls. 4 points for Cassidy Frakes. Leads the way. The other three belong to Lauren Brown. For Donovan West, it was an 8-point half for Avery Weathersby. Half a dozen Claire Cole. Three for Kyra Johnson. Two apiece for Melena Wettstein and Katie Johnson. Only one player on either team with more than one foul. Corey Kirkwood for Valley Falls. She's got two, so nobody in any kind of foul trouble. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. So we got lots of high school hoops coming your way tonight. And then, yeah, we're going to have more high school hoops tomorrow night. We'll be talking about that as the evening unfolds. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a break. Intermission time of the girls' game. We'll be back with the second half live. But with your halftime score, Donovan West 21, Valley Falls 7. We'll kick it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's got your halftime.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr, and I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball on a rare Monday night game, as we've got Valley Falls at Donovan West. We'll be returning to the girls' game in just a moment. I'm going to go ahead and play a few spots. I do not have any scores to give you this evening besides the one that we have in this game tonight. Everybody is very slow in reporting, and there are only 4 games being played in Northeast Kansas tonight.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Our Candy Cane Cash Christmas promotion is all wrapped up. Winning the $500 cash prize this year, Jeffrey Ansel of Atchison. Jeffrey was pretty excited when he heard the news.
I was kind of just screaming the whole time. Everybody else couldn't believe it.
Congratulations, Jeffrey, and thank you to our outstanding sponsors who hosted sign-up events this year. Jock's Niche, High Voltage Bar and Dance, Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique, Alps, Skyway Vapes, AFA Advisors, DQ Grill and Chill, and Taco John's.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind chill watch begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until noon Saturday. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Friday night. 16 tonight, under cloudy skies, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 23 tomorrow, cloudy. 4 to 8 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 35 degrees in downtown Atchison. We've got cloudy conditions. The feels like temperature outside is 35. The winds are out of the east at only about 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity 87%. The dew point 32 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.30 inches of mercury. Again, we do have a hazardous winter storm that is probably going to be coming into this area late Wednesday night. It is got a 90% probability of snowfall Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. So be aware of that. We're going to go ahead and head back to Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of moments.
Farming. It's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online, anytime around the clock, at msenews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msenews.net.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back here to Highland, Kansas. We're just underway in the second half, and Donovan West, a quick layup by Claire Cole, gets her, 8 points of the game. And it is now 23-7, 7-11 to go in the third quarter. The home team, Donovan West, out in front. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Couch with the air. Beautiful driving layup down the left side of the lane. And for Valley Falls, the first bucket of the game for Lily Darvo. 23-9. The West working the ball around to the left side. Staying in their 2-3 zone, Valley Falls. Here's a dump underneath, a little baseline shot. No, high arcing won't go. Offensive rebound won't go, and Valley Falls will clear down the rebound. Valley will walk it up the floor. Claire Cole will bring it across. He'll swing it over to the left side. Little skip pass over to the edge. That's going to be Corey. Goes into the lane. Falling away. Your shot is up, and it's going to be a little bit short. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley Falls, and Cassidy Frakes. Frakes will take it down the right side. Dump it over into the edge. Shot is going to go up. It's a three. Too strong. Rebound. Battle for. We're going to get a jump ball called, and possession error is going to come this way, and that is to Valley Falls. And by saying this way, guys, if you remember the old Nemaha Central, Nemaha, you know, the Thunder now, we're kind of sitting on the stage at the end, just like when we go to Valley Heights up in Randolph, sitting on the stage at the end. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. 23-9, Donovan West in front. Valley with a basketball. They'll drive toward the top. Try to feed in the middle. It's going to be knocked free. Stolen away. Coming up with it. Here comes Avery Weathersby. Goes left side. It's up and in. Avery with double digits. And we're going to talk about Avery a little bit before we get too far into the game here. As Valley Falls will bring it up the court. I learned some things about Avery at halftime. First of all, today is her 18th birthday. And here's a drive to the baseline right. Off the block, the shot is up no good, and Avery's going to come down with a rebound. You know how I learned that? Her father told me. Here's a driving shot on the other end. It's going to be up and good. Two more for Donovan West, Claire Cole, and she's a 10. 27-9 at 5 minutes to go in the quarter. Now Weathersby knocks the ball away. She's going to steal it right in front of the scorer's table. Kicks it over to the right side. Puts it there to Claire. Feeds it off on top. 15-footer. Perfect. Kyra Johnson has 5. 29-9. Donovan West in front. 4:40 to play. In the quarter, we're going to get a foul on the Mustangs. Back to Avery Weathersby. Her dad was telling me he came up and said, I remember you, which is always kind of a terrifying way for anybody to walk up to you and begin some kind of a conversation. Well, then I looked at him, and I'm like, I hadn't drawn the line. Sometimes you got to connect to the dots. Her father, Michael Weathersby, who, if you'll remember, in the early 2000s, played football at Benedictine, Coach Wilcox. So Avery's father, Michael Weathersby. So, there you go. The athleticism running in the family. Here's a three-point shot up and short. And the long rebound pulled down by Valley Falls. They'll feed it across. Beautiful pass, and the layup is going to be up and good. Corey Kirkwood will have her first points in the ballgame. It's 29-11. That's 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pass over to the right side. Leatherman back into the ballgame for D. West to feed to the baseline right. The 12-foot jump shot from the right side. It's up and in. Katie Johnson. 31-11. Again, the 20-point spread. And now a steal of the inbound, and it's followed up and in by Kyra Johnson. 33-11. Valley brings it up the court, driving the right side, and the feed across. It's going to be off the hands and get away from Valley Falls and get out of bounds deep into the left corner. 3:38 to go in the third. Highland, Kansas. The good news is, it was a nice trip up. The weather has held off, and we're hoping that Bill Spencer's just kidding us with all of his forecast of unpleasant weather, but I'm afraid he's probably spot on. Here's a pass down to the baseline. Batted away, stolen by Valley Falls. I have a team that's gone particularly deep into the bench yet. We've seen 7 for Donovan West. We've seen 6 in the game so far tonight for Valley. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. A little shake and bake move out on top. Didn't move any defenders. Now a cutter at the baseline. The shot is up and good. Nice job from Cassidy Frakes down to Lauren Brown. Lauren has five. 33-13. D-West is not slowed down. They're just playing the same tempo that they play the entire game. Sometimes you get a team with a kind of a substantial lead, and they'll want to slow it up, start running a little clock, things like that. It's not what's happening at all here with Donovan West. In fact, the ball is going to be lost there off the fingertips of Claire Cole, who had made a headlong dive trying to come up with a basketball. It'll get away out of bounds, and Valley will be putting it in. Near the baseline, on the side across from the scorer's table, 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Again, Valley Falls coming into the game at 3-1. Donovan West coming into the game tonight also 3-1. Cross-court pass left side, backing away, thinking about the three, and then Lauren Brown decides not to. Dumps it down low to Carly. Hits it, will go inside the lane, and now the cross-court pass is too tall. So Kirkwood just getting a little bit too much height and loft and velocity on that. We're trying to get it over to Darvo. It goes into the crowd. Here comes Donovan West into the lane. Underhand shot, no. Rebounding it down is going to be Kirkwood. Here comes Valley Falls with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Valley will dribble it up top side, swing it over to the left. Way out on the wing. Darvo comes back off on top to Henson. Now they're going to run a little motion. The three-point shot with a little daylight. It's up and good. Second three tonight for Lauren Brown. 33-16. And here's a shot, a runner in the lane, up and in for Weathersby, and she's got a dozen. 35-16. The feed out on top, goes right through the hands, gets away and out of bounds. It's just, that's just the kind of night it has been for Valley Falls. When they did get nice transition, got down the court, got the people where they wanted them to be, and throw that pass across, and then just escapes. Coach Jordan is going to bring Caitlin Yates into the game now for Valley Falls, and the bounce pass in the middle is going to be stolen away. Valley will bring it up the court. Lauren Brown walks it up the floor now, crossing at the center. 1:15 to go in the third quarter. She'll go over to the left side. Little bounce pass comes out on top. Darvo. Lillian goes to the top, gets it there to Yates. Now the 14-footer, too short. And rebound down, Kyra Johnson. Donovan West is taking it the other way. In the last minute now of the third. The drive into the lane. A lot of contact. Bodies on the floor. And we will have a foul called. The foul is going to be the first tonight by Lillian Darvo. And how about this? Each team has committed only one second half foul. We've got 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. So not a lot of fouls. The game's going along at a really brisk pace. We hope you're enjoying it on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. How's that? 45 seconds to go. The shot did not work for Donovan West. Back up, but it's going to come Valley Falls. They thought about the three, and then they pass out on top. It said it's going to be broken away, and on a jailbreak steal into the other end, Avery Weathersby with 14. 37-16. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. First to the left side, then back to the right. Valley will take it. Yates will have it. She's tangled up top side, gets it now way up high between the circles. Kicks it over to Kirkwood. Now back out on top, it's going to come to Brown. Brown looks to the middle, a little underhand pass now, up top side to Cassidy Frakes, the feet to the baseline, the shot won't drop. We better get down. D. West, as the buzzer goes off, and we go to the fourth quarter here in Highland. Three quarters in the book in a girls' game. It is Donovan West 37, Valley Falls 16.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
with you here in Highland, Kansas, getting set to go to the fourth quarter of the girls' game. And the home team, Donovan West, with a, let us call it a substantial lead, 37-16. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Couch here. And I got to tell you, getting ready to put this ball in play. Joseph driving me crazy between games. There may be pancakes. Okay, pancakes in my future because they're having a meal here, a fundraiser. Here's a three-point shot. Won't go for D. West. Follow shot does. So the putback for Donovan West belongs to Kyra Johnson, getting her ninth point of the game, making it now 37-16. Excuse me, 39. It was 37 and a half, or three quarters, 39-16. Yeah, they're having breakfast for supper feed here. And the smell of pancakes and eggs and sausage, there's nothing better than that. And now coming up court with it, Valley Falls, they're going to get tangled up. Two defenders are going to surround and force a turnover by Carly Henson. Back it will come to the Lady Mustangs. Putting it in play right in front of the Valley Falls bench and assistant coach Rodney Watson right there. The pass inside, batted free. Valley Falls coming up with a steal. 7-11 to play. Lady Dragons walking up the court, first to the left side, then to the right. Now the defense is going to step up, and we're going to see Donovan West shift defenses a little bit here and go to a player defense, and with the pressure, we're going to get a five-second call. The Valley Falls is going to be turning it back over. 6:57 to go in the game. Once again, Donovan West putting it in play near the Dragon bench. Way up top side, working it between the circles. Here's a feed into the lane. The shot won't go, and a rebound. It will be lost out of play. Valley Falls having touched it last. Once again, it comes back into to Donovan West. They're going to say it belongs to Donovan West. Went up with the Lady Dragons. Feet to the baseline left to drive into the lane. And a little left-handed layup is going to be up and in. Kyra Johnson at 11 points now. 41-16. 25-point lead with 6.5 to play in the game. D. West passing up the three-point shot. They'll bring it up to the high post. Upstairs is going to be Cassidy. Frakes will get it back at the baseline. Her shot is going to be a little too flat. And a rebound taken away by D. West. The drive right, the runner is going to be up and good. Melena Wettstein picks up her, fourth point of the night. 43-16. Now inside six to go. Valley's got a player on the floor, and she quickly jumps back up. We're going to get a substitution coming into the game for Coach Hale here in a moment. Nice play into the middle, and the assist to Cassidy Franks. The bucket, Lauren Brown, and she's at double figures with 10. 43-18. D. West in front. The feet underneath. This time Weathersby goes up for the shot. She's going to be fouled, and we'll come to the line for a couple. Valley Falls is going to make one substitution for Donovan West. I think I see maybe four, maybe even five players at the scorer's table who will be coming in after this first free throw. Weathersby eyes it up. Won't quite get it to go in. Picking up new numbers as they enter the game as best I can. Second free throw coming here, and Avery will hit it. Rattles home, and she has 15. 44-18. Valley Falls putting it in play deep in the backcourt, and they're going to bring it up. Kirkwood brings it in and walking it up the floor. Caitlin Yates. Going to the bench, Valley Falls will bring Gracie Connor in. Here's a feed to the baseline right. The shot up. Won't quite roll in for Carly Henson. And the outlet pass to the other end of the floor where two defenders are going to surround and then tie the ball up on Donovan West's Brenna. So, Brenna Edie will get tangled up. Possession arrow. Back will come to the Lady Dragons. Inside 5 minutes to play now. Valley skip pass over to the left side. Kirkwood has it. Comes off on top. Little head fake by Henson. Brings it out again to the top side to Brown. Brown will kick it out between the circles. Connor has it. She'll swing around to the left side, now cutting into the lane. The one-handed shot is going to be up. Won't quite go in, and the rebound will be allowed to tumble out of bounds. Back up with it will come Donovan West. They have been really, really good tonight. Up floor with it, Brenna Eady. To feed to the right side of the lane. Skip pass over to the baseline, and it's going to go to get away a little bit. See if we can pick up any other new players in the game. Ava Gladhart is in for D. West. So Gladhart is in the game for the Lady Mustangs, and we're at 4:15 to go. Topside with it. We got Allie Foster also in. And here's a little shot in the middle. It's going to be up and good. We're going to give Connor that bucket, her first. 44-20. And that takes us to 4 minutes to play. Here's a shot straight away from the top, halfway down, and it wouldn't quite go in for Donovan West, sophomore. Brenda. So, back up with it will come Valley Falls. Slowly they get it across the timeline, come to the right side. We're still going to have that player defense utilized and palming the ball over. Yeah, that dribble just got a little too high, and before Lauren Brown could get it corralled again, she had her hand beneath the ball. It's going to be a turnover. Valley will give it back, and another substitution in. Coming into the game for, back into the game for the Mustangs is going to be Melena Wedstein. 3.5 minutes to play. 44-20. Here's a shot from the top. Won't quite fall for Leatherman. And the very long rebound is going to go all the way out of bounds down to the baseline left. Back up with Willcome Valley. For Valley Falls, I believe this concludes the season. Let me just give a quick look at their upcoming schedule. Yes, for Donovan West, their next game is going to be on the 3rd at Frankfort. So it certainly ends it for the Mustangs. And for Valley Falls, after tonight, their next game is going to be the 3rd at Jackson Heights. So this will conclude the 2022 portion of the basketball season for both of these teams. 44-20, Donovan West girls in front, 2:45 to play. Leatherman kicks it over to the right side. Foster down to the right block. No room. Back out on top. It's going to come. Leatherman goes three. Gets it right there. There's the backup for Lena. Her first points tonight. 47-20. We're inside 2.5 to go now. Valley walks it up the floor, and Lauren Brown eases it to the left side. Has the ball knocked away and out of her hands. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Valley ball coming back in. Donovan West again will go to the bench a couple of times. They're going to bring Emmy Joe in. Emmy Joe Wettstein. Also into the game will come Brooklyn Rawls. Freshman and a sophomore coming in. 2:10 left. Pass to the left side of the lane. Turning the shot up too strong, but get a little contact, going to have a little foul. It'll be Valley Falls coming to the line. 2:05 to play. The foul for Donovan West will go to Ava. And a first free throw, not quite going to go in. So the foul is on Ava Gladhart. One more free throw coming up for Corey Kirkwood. For Donovan West, now we're going to get another freshman coming in, Bell Smith. Second free throw, not going to happen. Here comes D. West, inside 2 minutes to play now. Lady Mustangs kind of backing it away. Leatherman takes it down to the baseline left. She'll get it down there to Rawls. And the pass to the middle is going to be stolen. Valley Falls will bring it up the court. Lauren Brown takes it to the top of the game. Minute 40 left in the ball game, 47-20. Coach Hale getting set to go to the bench, and she's going to rotate someone in here in just a moment. Valley has it on top. That's going to be Cassidy. Frakes feeds it left side. Levine, no room there. Comes back out on top. Minute 20 to go. Square it up. Launching. Here's the three. Set sail and just a little wide to the left side. Goes out of bounds on the fly. And Donovan West is going to have it back in. We're going to add one more here tonight for D. West as freshman Brooklyn Denton. We'll check in. So freshmen and sophomores out there for head coach Perry Smith. 1 minute to play. Valley has the ball up top side and going to try to end the game with some positive things happening. They've got Brooklyn Schmelzley in, does Valley Falls. Here's a nice feed to the right side, and the leaner is going to be up and good, Corey Kirkwood. So Corey will have her 4th points this evening. 40 seconds to go. Skip pass over to the right side. They'll kick it over to the left. Right now, Donovan West just getting a little good time on the floor. And hey, if you're a freshman or sophomore, you're thinking about that varsity letter, you're in the game here. This counts. 20 seconds to go. Nice entry pass, but the ball is going to be slapped away. Five Valley Falls. Dragons coming up the floor. 13, 12, 11 left. Dragons go left side. Launch it out on top with 7. Look to the middle. Somebody needs to take a shot with 3. Here's the pass inside. It's batted away. And now at the buzzer, it goes up. Doesn't go in. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight in the ladies' contest. Donovan West, 47. Valley Falls, 22. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they live, work, and play right where you do. That's why you'll notice that their mobile app seems to fit your life. Exactly. The USB mobile app allows you to do much more than just pay bills or make transfers. Expanded features, such as their tracking spender, help you stay on budget and make life just a little bit easier. Managing your money has never been more convenient than with the USB mobile app. How do they know how to make it match your life so well? It's because it's their life, too. Welcome to USB mobile app, here for you in every step of life. NMLS number 654-946, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, in Highland, Kansas, the ladies' game in the books. The guys' teams are out of the court warming up. Let's recap the girls' contest, shall we? First of all, for Valley Falls, it was 10 points. Double-digit scoring for Lauren Brown, 4 apiece. Corey Kirkwood and Cassidy Frakes, Lillian Darvo and Grace Connor each with 2. For Donovan West, there is no question who your Bank of Atchison player of the game is in this one. That is Avery Weathersby. Avery, 15 points. She had 14 at the end of 3 quarters, so great job by Avery. Double digits also for Kyra Johnson, 11, Claire Cole, 10. Then it falls to 4 apiece for Milana Wettstein and Katie Johnson, 3 for Lena Leatherman. And that'll wrap it up. Donovan West will advance to 4-1. Valley Falls goes to 3-2. Stick around! More basketball coming your way. The guys coming up shortly. Getting the final score in the first game. Donovan West, 47, Valley Falls, 22. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. We'll be back here in about 13 minutes.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.